Finally, I want to talk about some problems that can occur with the immune system. You've probably gotten the sense already that the immune system is very complex. It is a rapidly evolving system. It has to evolve and change quickly in response to the evolution and changes that take place in disease organisms. And so your immune system is constantly changing and trying, not consciously, of course, but trying to find different ways of fighting off pathogens. And because this is happening so quickly and it's a fairly complex system, there is room for mistakes. And there are times when mistakes are made by the immune system. And these can actually cause disease. So one for example of this would be an autoimmune disorder. And in this case, the immune system mistakenly attacks the person's own body. Sometimes this is a result of an infection, and the antigen of the infecting agent is similar somehow to the body's own antigens, and so the antibodies that are made to fight that infection end up going after the person's own body tissues as well. They're just not able to recognize the difference between those. And some good examples, you can probably think of some of autoimmune disorders would be things like lupus, multiple sclerosis, some forms of diabetes, not all forms of diabetes, but some, and so on. I believe Crohn's disease also, I'm not positive on that one. Another type of disease is an immunodeficiency disease, and this is sort of the opposite of an autoimmune disorder. In this case, the immune system is not working properly. It is it's missing, some component of the immune system is missing or it's made ineffective. And a good example of this would be HIV, which in which case helper T cells are attacked and destroyed. So without the helper T cells, the rest of the immune system is missing one of its very important components and is not able to fulfill its functions, leaving the body vulnerable to attack by invading organisms. So where an autoimmune disorder is an example of the immune system sort of going into overdrive or being too active and attacking the body's own cells, the immunodeficiency disease results from some aspect of the immune system not functioning, either because it's been destroyed by a pathogen or because it is it's simply a genetic anomaly in the person and they're missing some part or some part of their immune system is not effective. Another problem that can come up are allergies, and this is another example of the immune system sort of doing too much. In this case, the body attacks normally harmless particles or antigens and treats them as if it's a major infection, when in fact it's not something that in and of itself could kill you. So, for example, pet dander or pollen or different kinds of things that people might be allergic to, antigens found in foods and in peanuts, for example, the body, for some reason, finds these and treats them as if it's a major, major infection and causes an exaggerated immune response. And probably the most noticeable symptoms would be an increase in histamines and swelling and so on. And now an extreme example of that would be anaphylaxis. If you've heard of anaphylactic shock, where the person actually can end up with their blood vessels closing down and they can actually die from this. It's an overreaction again to an allergy, some kind of an agent that the body is interpreting as an intense threat